This is from Thomas Merton's No Man is an Island, published in 1955. Gratitude and confidence and freedom from ourselves. These are signs that we have found our vocation and are living up to it, even though everything else may have seemed gone wrong. They give us peace in any suffering. They teach us to laugh at despair, and we may have to. Ooh, so we got some peace in suffering and some laughter at despair. And on Monday, we talked about Merton and big and small suffering. And yesterday was Anne Boyer about harm and how harm and suffering can be both darkness and lightness. And when we sit with our suffering, we have the ability to find wisdom in our wounds. And I think it's really interesting that Merton discusses finding peace in suffering and laughing at despair through finding our vocation and working through that, working with our vocation. And when I say vocation, I don't mean like career or job or profession. I really want to strip it down to the Latin root vocatio, which is a call or a summons. And I think, and this is like a really sad thing, is that it's a rarity that we actually get to answer that call, given that we live in a society. And I really wonder how many of us would find that peace in our suffering and help others to find peace in theirs if we were allowed to actually inhabit and embody our vocation instead of just struggling to survive. Would we all despair less if we were allowed to step into who we are and what we're meant to do? Would we be able to show others how to find peace in their suffering and how to laugh at their own despair? And like, you know, that it really breaks my heart that we're prevented from, excuse me, it breaks my heart that we're prevented from living our callings because, again, we live in a society that actively harms us and causes us suffering. So today, I guess I have two questions for you and then like a little bit of extra credit. Oh man, homework. And the first question is, what are you doing when you're able to find peace in your suffering and laugh at despair? What actions are you taking? What are you thinking about? What are you actually doing when you're able to be like, everything fucking sucks, but you know what? This is going to be okay. Or, wow, that is the worst thing that's happened to me in a while, but you know, I got this thing going on, so I'm going to laugh at it. And the second thing, second question, second wondering is when you see that in others, when you see others living their vocation, is it possible for you to take a minute and to reflect that back to them, to let them know that you really seen them, that you're really seeing them shine through the actions that they're taking and that they seem to be at their most themselves? Oh man, you know, my eloquence really isn't here at 9:26 in the morning. But yeah, those are two questions for you. And I also wanted to leave you with a man who I think really embodies his vocation fully and completely. And yes, he's a straight white male, but he's also my greatest rapper of all time. His name is Aesop Rock. He's almost 50 and he's still going strong. And I think he really embodies the gratitude, confidence, and freedom that transcends both suffering and laughs at despair. The song I'm going to send to you will be short. I'll be sending it shortly. That's what I meant to say. And I'll also send the lyrics along with you. In my humble opinion, he's the greatest rap lyricist of all time. Come at me. I'll fight you. I also have one more question. If anyone has tips on how to properly stir nut or seed butter so that oil doesn't get all over your counter in the morning when you're rushing to get ready, I would love tips on that. So, sit with your suffering, Remember that it's both darkness and lightness, and think about when you feel most at peace and most able to laugh, what you're doing when that happens. So as always, I love you all so very much. Stay hydrated. Make sure you're putting on SPF. The UV index is getting up here. In the GTA, it's like 6. So, you know, SPF 50. Protect your skin. Put it on your eyelids. Don't neglect the eyelids. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. Take good care of your hearts, and I'll see you on the other side.